This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Jordan Lewis said, y'all lame as hell for panicking like this. Are the Cowboys a playoff team right now, and should they panic? Should you panic? 877-881-1053.
Have they seen the standings?
Yeah, the standings tell you that you're tied with the Philadelphia Eagles.
And you have to win the NFC East if you want to make the playoffs.
You can't do anything else, Kevin. There's no, like, that's the way that you're, that's going to be the path. You have a better record against your division right now than the Eagles do. But you know what? If you lose one game to the Eagles and they win the rest of their division games, y'all have a tie record there. So the tiebreaker in the division is head-to-head.
Yep.
And then it is record in the division. And then it is record against like opponents. And right now, the like opponents record for the Eagles is 4-2. The like opponents against for the Cowboys is 1-3. So the two, you have to beat the Eagles in order to move on.
I don't like any of our opponents.
And yeah, the rest of this schedule looks like it's going to be kind of tough for you. I mean, this, you got the Patriots coming up, you got the Bills. Like, this is not an easy path for you. So you got a lot of work to do So I think the Cowboys should be a little panicked and a little worried right now. But you know what? They can't be, I guess, as a team. So I understand Jordan Lewis's approach. I can't panic. I have to work hard.
But that's not what he said. Yes, that is absolutely not what he said. He said, y'all lame.
Lame as hell.
Lame as hell.
Hell does seem pretty lame.
For panicking. I mean, that's... No, he doesn't have to panic. I've told you all this, but we can react however the hell we want.
From the 817, no panic, just experience. This team knows how to blow it, so I never get my hopes up.
The 214, Jordan Lewis is correct. R-E-L-A-X. But no. No, I will not. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. Because, like, you've lost to, what, four of the five good teams that you've played. This team has classic wiped out in the wild card written all over it. And you lost yet another game that you feel like you probably should have won. This is at least the third game, I would argue, that you look at losing that you feel like you probably should have won, where you don't have one single game so far that you've won that you maybe don't think that you should have. Because I understand how sports work. You win games that, like, maybe you should have lost, or perhaps you lose games that maybe you should have won. But think about it. In all five of the Cowboys' victories, they've smashed the opponent's heads in. And then in three of the four losses, they were really, really close. They lost by 2, 2, and 4. So you have not pulled out one clutch victory yet. And instead, you're 0-3 in those situations. I saw someone text in earlier, they lost by 4. Relax. You're acting like they lost by 40 points. It's not the number of points they lost by. It goes like this. Quality team, Saints, loss. Quality team, Packers, loss. Quality team, Eagles, win. Quality team, Vikings, lose. So you're 1-3 against quality teams, and then you also lost to the craptacular Jets.
And it's the way you've lost. I mean, like, it really is the way that you've lost these games. Dak has pulled you close in every one of these games.
Yep.
He's been the reason that you've been had a chance. Maybe except for against the Saints. And I still contend that that was game plan more than it was Dak. But against the Packers, he brought you back in that game. They started slow, but he brought you back. But you gave up points. Against the Jets, he was the only redeeming factor late in that game. And against the Vikings, he was all you had. So it's the way that this team has lost that has been a big question mark as to whether or not they have the opportunity to be a playoff contender.
This is a really good question from the 419. Where is that? Will the win against New England make up for all these losses? No, but it will cancel out the Jets' loss.
And it'll help your playoff case.
Absolutely. That's what I'll do. I will not talk about the Jets game again if you beat the Patriots, because then you took a team that you definitely shouldn't have lost to, and you did. But then you took a team that you definitely shouldn't have beat, and you did. So I will say those two cancel each other out, and I'll be fine with all of it. From the 817, Damn you, Jordan. I've seen this crappy movie too many times before. From the 469, Jordan needs to worry about getting on the field. And from another 469, oh, I'm sorry. Please show me all the recent years of success to put me at ease, Jordan Lewis. That's the thing. And Jordan Lewis is a Michigan guy, right?
Yeah.
Like, he should understand the value of an overhyped program that perpetually disappoints.
Why?
And I would tell him the same thing. We've had him on the show before, and I think he understands. You know what I'm saying, Jordan Lewis? Like, you have a coach that everybody thinks is awesome, and then it turns out maybe not so much. You can't relate to that. Jordan, you know how you have one of the biggest names in all of your sport and it never really lives up to the hype? You can't relate to that. Jordan, you know how a lot of times your team gets out to a hot start only to let you down and inevitably lose to a rival? You can't relate to that, Jordan Lewis.
Appalachian State.
You should understand all. Hey, App State's top 25 this year, baby.
Yeah.
You should understand all of that, Jordan Lewis. The Cowboys are the Michigan Wolverines. How are you going to tell us to relax?
From the 469, do you guys think that the coaches are smart enough to deliberately hold back and not show all their cards until it's do or die to keep future coaches from seeing their full arsenal?
Please, God, let that be the case.
I always, Kevin, how many times have I pitched out the slow play?
Yeah.
You know, I always feel that way about a team, that it's smart to not throw everything out there. And maybe for the Cowboys, like, they realize how important it is to win the division, and that's why they've dominated the division so far. Maybe that's what it is. And hopefully you don't have to worry about the Redskins game at the end of the season. You can beat Philly, and that will be the decisive factor of what you are as a team in going to the playoffs. I don't know. I want to feel confident, though, that whatever I call, whatever my team is, we can roll out there and do it. And I wouldn't hold anything back because, man, you never know who could get injured. You never know what kind of thing will be the thing that becomes a big problem for your season. And that's something that I don't want to rely on, is that they're holding things back because they don't think they can beat opponents if they don't hold it back. And what kind of confidence do you have in your team if you think that, you know what, if we give too much stuff away? That's how paranoid you are. That you think that your team isn't good enough to go out and defeat a good opponent? That's frightening to me, man.
From the 214, 419 is Toledo or Northwest Ohio. Thank you very much. And from the 210, players are lame as hell for thinking it's okay to lose to the Jets and the Vikings. And that is a sentiment that you've heard time and again. The Vikings are a good team. I'm not here to argue that. I have at no point said that the Vikings aren't a good team. Man, I really, really would enjoy it if you follow that up with, man, it's tough to beat the Vikings. They're a good team. But you know what? We're a good team, too, and we feel like we should have won that game. If one person steps out and says that, then I'll be thrilled.
I did.
That's what I want to hear.
Somebody from the 817, so they're going to dumb it down on both sides of the ball just to be a 500, even the defense. They doubt it. And you know what? That is interesting. Steven said yesterday that he didn't feel like this team, their defense was anything other than a base defense, that they weren't doing anything special. And that was the feeling that I got from Steven, was whenever he was talking about their defense, that they were out there trying to stop Dalvin Cook with nothing special out there. And so maybe it is a team that wants to be able to get that after the quarterback, just isn't getting home right now. You know some guys, though, Kevin, that have gotten home? Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith. Do you know who those guys are?
Yeah, the Smith brothers.
In the offseason, the Packers said, hey, we have to make some additions and free agency. So they spent some money, right? Preston Smith, Za'Darius Smith. Both have gotten, I mean, they've been awesome. And Za'Darius and Preston had a bet on who would get to 10 sacks first this year. And right now, Preston is at 10 sacks. If Za'Darius Smith had gotten to 10 sacks first, he would have gotten gold chains for everybody on the defense. But since Preston got there, he has to buy Rolexes for everybody on the defense. So here you are, not even getting to Thanksgiving. You already know you got a Christmas present coming your way.
And I was going to say that's an upgrade, but maybe not. Would you have rather had the Rolex or the gold chain? Now, this is an odd day for you because normally you roll in with the gold chain on already.
Yeah.
So this is a little different. Chippy will confirm that.
Yeah, where's your fur coat?
I left the fur coat in the car because we have the parking garage. You know, I park underneath the building in the VIP area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't
have your own
to,
elevator, too.
Yeah, I didn't have to deal with the cold that you guys had to deal with.
All right, so you'd prefer the Rolex to the gold chain then?
Well, I don't have I don't have all the Rolexes, so if you're going to get me one of the ones that is the nice one, you know, that I don't have, then yes, I prefer that.
Okay.
I don't have all the Rolexes just yet. But yeah, man, listen, he said, I'm excited about that. My teammates helped me. I could have gotten it done without the other 10 guys. That's awesome. When you hear Michael Bennett talk about DeMarcus Lawrence, he thinks that DeMarcus Lawrence is an amazing young captain for the Cowboys. And that's a guy that's been around a lot of different guys. They got to figure a way out, though, that they can start getting home whenever it comes time. It's important for Tank Lawrence's sack numbers to start going up. I know Robert Quinn had one. They didn't get to Kirk Cousins enough on Sunday. And this defense has to start doing that. Maybe they need to go ahead and put some Rolexes and gold chains on the line. Some hot boy chains.
They gave one of those to Post Malone.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Sean Lee can't even get one.
$250,000 right there. Hey, can I throw out a quick random gambling story for you?
I love gambling. Yes, Let's spend some money.
So, you know, who is the college football team that I'm most enamored with this year?
Minnesota.
So check this out. This dude bet $200 straight up on Minnesota to win the national championship at the beginning of the year.
Is he from Minnesota? Do you know this? Do you know his backstory on this guy? Or is he just was like, you know what? I think Minnesota.
He bought the ticket at a casino in Indiana. So
maybe. All right. That's close enough to Minnesota.
All right. I didn't know they had casinos in Indiana.
Apparently they do. What kind of odds do you think you could have gotten on betting on the Minnesota college football team to win the national championship at the beginning of the year?
60-1.
100-1.
Significantly higher.
250-1.
Significantly higher.
500-1.
1,000,000,000-1.
Okay.
You said significant. I know. That's a big number.
That's pretty significant.
I appreciate
significant.
The direction you trended it.
26,000,000,000-1.
Shippy would have gotten it on his next guess at the same level. 750-1.
Wow.
So that means if you bet a dollar, you get $751.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Correct.
You get your dollar back.
Yes. Yeah. That is actually factually correct.
God.
But
y'all know anything about gambling?
He bet $200, which means the net profit from this victory would be $150,000.
Wow.
He sold the ticket yesterday.
Really? So yeah, Shippy, I don't know how much you know about this. Kevin's been following this kind of like he follows Scorigami all the time.
Yes. Okay. So the idea here is you can sell your outstanding season-long betting tickets to kind of like, you don't want to take the pressure anymore.
Right.
So think about it. For this guy, he bet $200, and it could be worth $150,000. He's like, I can't handle this anymore. Because he probably made the bet. He's like, oh, yeah, we're going to be awesome. PJ Fleck for the win. And now that he sees, oh, my God, I can get $150,000, you're not just messing around anymore. You're like, this is serious life-changing potential money.
Right.
So he decided to sell it. And if you're another bettor and you really believe in Minnesota, you can swoop in and maybe get it and whatever. All right. So is Minnesota going to win the college football national championship?
No.
Like, you'd probably still say no. That's fair. You still have to play. I mean, look, they're not even favored this weekend against Iowa, as Corey pointed out. Then you would have to play Ohio State in the Big Ten championship. And then you'd have to make it through the national semifinal and final. So you still have like at least four games, all of which you would probably be the underdog in. But you just beat Penn State. This is the time that Minnesota Fever is running wild more than ever before. He paid $200 for it. It is worth $150,000 if it cashes. What would you sell it for?
I guess, you know, $85,000.
Okay.
Oh, man. It would kind of have to depend on my financial situation. I'd do it for like 60.
Okay. I don't think, like, I would probably scale it back more just because I said you've got four games in which you're probably still the underdog. There's no way in hell.
I shoot for the moon.
There's no way in hell I would sell it for this. He sold it for $1,240.
What?
Nah.
Dang. I wish I could find that guy.
I would maybe do like 10 then.
10,000?
Yeah.
So I saw some people were like,
now that you tell me that.
I saw some people like, what are y'all complaining about? He made 6-1 on his money. I was like, yeah, I get that. But you just won a game that nobody said you could win.
Right.
Yes.
If you do that a few more times, you have house money.
Right.
Like, literally, you could buy a house with all of that money. So he gave up a ticket that is worth $150,000 for $1,240.
Plus the rest of the ride of like the excitement of watching Minnesota. And yeah. I've already given the $200. I don't have it. Like that excitement's worth more to me than $1,200.
He's essentially making a grand though, right?
No, he is.
Because he spent $200.
You're right. He made a profit.
$1,000. It's just he could have made a lot more.
Oh, and by the way, it's $1,240. I believe he got it for $1,240 profit. So
okay. All right.
So he did make $1,240. I agree. But my God, I want them to at least make it to the playoff now because that would be freaking awesome.
From the 214, Michigan bashing followed by Golden Gopher praise, best masterpiece ever. And then from the 469, Kevin's got me feeling Minnesota now. Oh, for the Vikings one?
Oh, no, not, thanks a lot, Kevin. No, the college team. Sorry. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, is this the college football quarterback you'd rather have than Dak? Plus, how much money did we make you this week? Talk about it next on The Fan.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. I don't know where this started. I'm looking it up right now, Kevin, but Zach Boychuk? Hockey player for Carolina said,
host
I was like
the night show with Eric.
No, that's Zach Wolchuk. He said, man, by the way, listen to the night show. Those guys are killing it every night. He said, I would like to clarify my comments the other day about playing video games. I think everyone should chase their dreams. I would just recommend another profession. But if you want to play video games, then play them hard. Just be smart about it. And I don't know, man. I know I like playing video games. It's fun and everything. My son the other day told me that I don't support his dream enough of becoming a professional video game player.
I agree.
And Kevin, do you think that you should support your kid trying to be a professional video game player?
Hell no.
My father-in-law, said the other night, and you know he's in his 60s. He said that he thinks that someday sports is going to come down to being a bunch of guys that are sitting playing a video game and that their characters are going to be the ones we're watching on TV. That it will look just like the NFL, but there will be no NFL.
Maybe so, but it ain't going to be when your kid is old enough. Like, we're talking about a couple more generations. Like, I don't dispute that that could very well happen. I've seen Starship Troopers. But I'm just saying, it's not going to be, if you have a kid now, they're not going to be in that generation, I don't believe.
And I think that's because, like, right now, there's too much money invested, you know, at the collegiate level and at the pro level for great players and great brands. And they just haven't, the idea of having a video game brand presence, I don't think any owners out there are ready to invest in that quite yet.
Can't get CTE playing video games.
A good point, though, Kevin. Yep. What do you have to say about that?
Mark Cuban just said that professional video gaming or the structure of it is literally one of the worst endeavors you could get involved in. And until they've got big video game that's willing to support esports to fight up against the alcohol companies and everything else that backs actual sports, they got no shot in hell.
There you go. All right, so
it'll happen eventually, but just not now.
877-881-1053. A lot of people out there they've started new trends, and they want to get Joe Burrow. Everybody wants Joe Burrow as their replacement quarterback. I wonder, 877-881-1053, how many people want a college quarterback right now over Dak? Is there anybody out there that's willing to do that? Because you're going to have to pay Dak, either franchise tag him, which, by the way, Jerry Jones said, as far as what Ian Rapoport's report was about, he said he has no idea. You can radio rewind that one and check it out on the radio.com app. But he said he has no idea what's going on there. So I feel like that they've already invested and said, hey, Dak is going to be our guy. Don't even consider a college quarterback. Do you think that you would rather? You're insane if you want Joe Burrow over Dak right now.
Joe Burrow's not even the best college prospect. So.
I think you're insane if you want Tua. I think you're insane if you want.
I might argue Tua's not the best.
If Justin you want Herbert, Jalen Hurts, yeah. If you want any of those guys
kid
right
from
now.
Oregon, Justin Herbert, I think, might be at the top of that list. But no, I'll take Dak over any of those, of course. Look, at this point, I don't need to be sold anymore. I believe that Dak is and should be the future quarterback of this team, and I'm fine rolling with that. Like, I have no problem with that whatsoever.
Even though you have to spend the big money? Like, would you rather have the cheap contract, or would you rather be able have to spend the big money?
Yeah, and I understand that line of logic, and that's one of the things that has infuriated me about the Cowboys' complete inability to put anything together, particularly around Dak over the last 4 years, or, like, really sell out to make it happen. But the issue with that is, how long is it going to take that quarterback to acclimate? Because even if you tank the season now, you're probably not getting any of those three quarterbacks. And I don't know how good of a pro quarterback Jalen Hurts is going to be. And so it's going to take a minute. And so you're going to squander some of that time. That was the beauty of Dak. He was like fourth in the MVP voting as a rookie. How we didn't spend 17, 18, and 19 selling out every conceivable resource we had to just stack those teams and enjoy a couple championships and then sit in the wasteland of football for 10 years, I'll never understand.
From the 806, Joe Burrow is just a system quarterback. He stunk last year. He's a tech QB at best.
Like Patrick Mahomes?
And you know what?
That's hard to argue when, like, this system has literally never worked this efficiently in the history of LSU football. So that's kind of a hard argument.
College football analyst Rick Neuheisel thinks that he's the next Tom Brady, and he said so on the Dan Patrick Show.
Joe Burrow's coming back to Ohio. And I'm going to tell you, the New Orleans Saints are going to fight him for the pick. They're gonna try to figure out a way to get up into that situation to have the next answer for when Drew Brees retires at, you know, age 63. But the bottom line is, this guy, it to me, has all the things that you like. Dan, this is a guy that on his recruiting trip to LSU, when he was transferring from Ohio State, walked out and the Tiger team was working out. They were running wind sprints. He asked for shorts and tennis shoes so that he could go run with the team. This is that kind of leader. This is that kind of cachet. He's not over his skis, you know, into it for the fame. He just likes being on this team, and it just has Brady written all over it, but maybe a little bit better athlete than Tom is in terms of escaping the pressure.
I mean, he's definitely a better athlete than Tom Brady.
Hey!
There's no maybe about it.
But Brady has all the Super Bowl championships, Kevin.
I just decided another reason I like Joe Burrow. Anybody who would walk away from Urban Meyer, the scumbag that he is, I support that.
I did just get this, by the way, from our good friend Mike White. He sent me these stats. I don't know if you...
The quarterback?
Oh, yeah. I've always told him to stick to touchdowns. All right, that's what I always tell him, and he knows it. Russell Wilson's 2015 numbers, his fourth year in the league, stats through nine games, 10 touchdowns, 7 picks, 2,656 yards. Dak Prescott's 18 touchdowns, 9 picks, 2,770 yards, or 77 yards. What do you say, man? He's better than Russell Wilson?
No.
Oh, come on!
And Russell Wilson already won a Super Bowl by that point?
Would you take Trevor Lawrence over Dak?
Man, I don't know what's happening with Trevor Lawrence this year. He seems to have really regressed.
Okay. Guys, I want to point out, we are really good at winning you money. All right?
Oh, that's true.
We're very good. If you listen to the show, we like to do some picks.
Battle of the Beasts?
We're not bringing back Battle of the Beasts unless the boss says it's okay, but it's going to take the Tolos to really go after the boss on that one.
Nope.
But, Kevin, last week we made our NFL picks. There are also some college picks I might like to throw out there. How did we do in picking NFL games versus some other experts out there?
So picking NFL games is really, really difficult. Last night, the Dallas Morning News, they had picked Seattle +6, so they were victorious with that. With that win, their NFL picks against the spread for the week went up to 3 wins, 8 losses, and a tie.
Oh, that doesn't seem good enough.
Yeah.
All right, what were ours? How are our numbers?
We had 5 wins, 2 losses, and a tie.
Nice. So we won you money last week.
Even though we bet 4 less games, we had 2 more wins than the Dallas Morning News. So we told you to pick Minnesota in college football. College football, I want to make that clear. We told you to pick Minnesota and LSU. By the way, both of those teams were touchdown underdogs. And we said if you can find a money line, bet the money line, you probably could have made at least 2 to 2.5 to 1 on your money on that. You're welcome. We also told you to pick the Raiders. Also told you to pick the Ravens. we tied on the Bills and Browns game, and we also told you to pick the Seahawks. So we could have won you money across the board. The two games that we lost you money, we went down in spectacular fashion. It was the Titans-Chiefs game and then the Falcons-Saints game, where I don't think anyone in the universe thought the Falcons were going to win that game straight up. And we gave up lots of points to the Falcons. So we lost that game, Corey, in spectacular fashion. So we lost you that one, lost you the other one, but we went 5-2-1. Dallas Morning News for the week, 3-8-1. Just saying.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. We can always win you some money if you just keep it tuned in. Just be a Tolo and you might have some cash in your pocket.
Especially if you follow from the 609. Yes, please do bring back Battle of the Beasts.
I'm a true Tolo.
Oh, nice. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's crosstalk with the G-Bag Nation. Found out what they did with all that money. We won them. We'll do it next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.